Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Now, as we heard in the headlines, Senator Catherine Noone, a Fine Gael candidate in Dublin Bay North, has apologised for calling Leo Varadkar autistic. She made the comments to a Times Ireland reporter while on a canvass on Friday. Leo Varadkar has accepted the apology and said she would not face any suspension from Fine Gael. I'm joined by Adam Harris, founder and CEO of As I Am, the national autism charity. And Adam, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you for having me.
Do you accept this apology from Catherine Noone? It was issued through the Fine Gael press office this morning.
I don't think it goes far enough. I think it's too easy to come out and say something that really feeds into the very real stigma that autistic people and their families face every single day, where there's a perception almost that autistic people are somehow less human, less empathetic than other people. I think it's very easy to issue a two-line press statement withdrawing those remarks without realising how serious the consequences are. And I think there's two things in particular. I noticed that the autism community wasn't actually referenced in the apology. And furthermore, when you upset a group of people who already face massive barriers in day-to-day life and everything from school to the workplace without having these sort of barriers thrown at us, I think there's a reality that you don't get to decide when the conversation's over. I think you have to have the humility to engage and to want to learn. What I will say is the comments that we're talking about at Catherine Noone today, they are just one example of a trend that we see all the time in media, with decision makers and with people in day-to-day life.
A trend.
I think there is a thing of a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. People all maybe can point to someone they know who's on the spectrum now, and as a result think they can engage in doorstep diagnosis, can engage in generalizations without realizing the very real impact of that.
That line you use, oh, he or she is on the spectrum, When you hear that being said, and it is said now in all sorts of circumstances,
yeah.
What is your reaction when you hear that said?
You know, it greatly concerns me because what I think it loses the focus on is those of us who have a diagnosis of autism face structural and accessibility barriers in everyday life. I meet autistic people who spend most of their day in their bedroom, who don't have a school place, who aren't able to access the workplace. I meet autistic people every day who spend time in mental health services or who've been viciously bullied during their time in school. And then to kind of use those experiences and apply the word that describes the reality for many people, to apply them to negative characteristics in somebody else, it really, really just further doubles down on that stigma. And I think really sadly what it does is it just makes it even harder for us to tap into the enormous pool of talent that is the autism community.
It is worth repeating the apology that Catherine Noone issued. She said, I unequivocally apologise and withdraw all of my remarks as reported by the Times.ie, which were completely unacceptable. My choice of language was inexcusable and wrong. I am truly sorry. And then she said, I will not be making any further comment. Has Catherine Noone been in contact with you or with any of your colleagues in As I Am?
Not as of yet. What I would like to say is that I'd like to use this as a learning opportunity in terms of what really was heartened me today was to see the very strong pushback by these comments. People really were horrified. And it's easy when it's in a big public setting for us to get like this. What I think we need to realise is, what about our own staff room? What about our own residence association? What about our own school that we select for our son or daughter? Are we holding people to the same standards there? We'd also like to, I suppose, I've spent the last 6 years travelling around the country, delivering workshops to everyone from school teachers to employers. What I think today opened my mind is, while As I Am spends a lot of time trying to lobby the government to improve services for autistic people, I think maybe part of that what we need to actually do is make sure, do our decision makers understand autism? Because how can you represent people if you don't understand the condition? After the election, we're going to offer a free training for every member of the Oireachtas, TD or Senator, to come and actually learn about their experience.
Had you planned that, Adam, before Catherine Noone, who is a senator, a serving senator, before she made the comments?
No, but I think let's take this as an opportunity to learn together. As I Am, just earlier this week, published our general election manifesto, Healthier, Happier, Longer Lives. We know autistic people are dying younger on average, are facing a higher instance of mental health challenge and socioeconomic disadvantage than people who aren't on the spectrum. So let's use this really unfortunate, unhelpful incident to improve things and to look at how we can improve public policy by putting in place a national autism strategy and ensuring everyone within our government has an understanding of the condition.
Catherine Noone has not been in touch with you or your colleagues in As I Am. She says she's not making any further comment. But what What would you ask her to do now? Would you say lift the phone, get in touch?
I don't need to get an apology personally. I'd like to see one addressed directly to autistic people and her family and their families. I think there's a reality that the recent cabinet meeting on disability issues took place in the constituency that she represents. That was a very positive move for the disability community. I think her constituents are autistic. 1 in 65 of them need to hear from her. And we would really welcome that. I think this isn't about a witch hunt. This is about how do we move forward and how do we make sure that we move away from these really unhelpful stereotypes and misconceptions that also, by the way, in many instances, prevent people who are on the spectrum, who other people may not be aware at all, from actually coming forward and sharing their experiences and accessing support. Really, for me, what this is about is really getting to grips with the fact that we might be an aware society, but we're not an understanding or an accepting society yet.
Your brother, Simon Harris, tweeted this morning, 1 in 65, you gave us those figures yourself, 1 in 65 can be on the autistic spectrum, including someone, as he said, that I know and love dearly. And then he went on to say we need to become much more aware in relation to autism and not to use casual stereotypes. And you've been talking, Adam, about this stereotyping. When you were a teenager, was that word autism or autistic, was it thrown at you in a derogatory way?
I was very lucky in that it certainly wasn't. But what I would say is what I've noticed in recent times, and I think perhaps the emergence of Greta Thunberg as a global leader in the area of climate action has really maybe spurred it on, that we are beginning to see the word autism, the word autistic, and terms associated with it used in a pejorative way that maybe references about other minority groups would have been used in the past but are no longer acceptable. So it seems that autism, as our awareness grows, is also becoming a target group for that. While I was lucky never to experience the pejorative terms about autism, what I did experience and why I set up as I am was, you notice that when people know you're on the spectrum, they behave differently around you. I often describe people talking slower or talking louder. And I think that captures where we're at. I do genuinely believe most people want to do the right thing, but I think they need to realise two things. One, that requires education, and that it's very easy for us to be autism aware, autism inclusive, until it impacts on our own life, until it means actually saying to our school, we don't care about league table places. We care about, are you enrolling everyone equally? Until it means in the staff room in your workplace demanding that a representative number of your workforce are on the spectrum. I think they're the challenges we need to take on now if we're serious about this.
We often hear the use of this term now, that somebody doesn't have empathy or they're not empathetic. And that is linked to somebody, then we say, oh, they're on the spectrum or they're autistic. This may be a casual link that we're making between empathy and autism.
And I think there's an ableism there as well, because what there is a tendency to do is to assign with, we know that the majority of people in Ireland, probably 98%, aren't on the autism spectrum. And those who aren't on the autism spectrum might have particular ways of showing affection, of communicating, that might be different to some people who are on the autism spectrum. What we need to get to, and what the UN Convention demands us to accept, is that neither is better, that both have to coexist, and in fact, that it's a burden on the state and on the majority in society to make measures to ensure that society is accessible for those who do need to do things in a different way.
But right now, and just to finish, Adam, from Catherine Noon, you say the apology doesn't go far enough. What's the next step for Catherine Noon?
I hope Catherine Noon will consider further her comments and seek to reach out to people in her community who live with autism, who are autistic, to understand the barriers further and maybe to make that part of her campaign.
Should she run for public office?
I think that's a matter for Catherine Noon. It's not my job to say who should run or who shouldn't, but I think where she has an opportunity to show huge leadership now is to reach out to the community.
Would you vote for her if you were in Dublin Bay North?
It all would depend on, I think anybody can make a mistake, it's what a person does next, and I think that's what we have to see happening now. Also, again, I just say to people at home, when you're listening to this, what can you do? Are you doing the things to be inclusive now, or are you part of the outrage, but will you go back to using the same terms, the same generalisations tomorrow?
Okay.
This could be an opportunity for change.
Adam Harris, founder and CEO of As I Am, thank you for coming into us today.